Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Christmas Day special coming to you from the Caribbean Global Voices. And, you know, we usually set this up to get our fans off to a great day celebrating Christmas. The Christians do that on this day. They celebrate, they call the day of the birth of Christ. So we are right here to celebrate with you, as we can continually tell you. We are a celebration radio. We are always here to celebrate with you. Today is your opportunity to call in. Give us your opinion. Say Merry Christmas, season's greetings, or any other greeting that you wish to extend to friends, relatives, family members all around the world. We got that wide listening audience. So let me get you started off. Let's hear Baron with his Christmas medley.
This is Caribbean Vibe.
morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Leon.
Yes, morning,
yeah, morning Leon.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes. I just wanted to just call in to just reciprocate that sentiment about you, Cardinal, and all the panelists, of course. And just wanted to just take some time out before I go out on my little sojourn to just offer my congratulations for coming through this year for the Caribbean Global Voices. And I also want to just send wishes to all the members of the cricket show and their families as well. And just wish you all well and continue doing what you do best.
Thank you,
yes, yes.
Leon.
What?
And we do extend your well wishes to all our fans, friends, and supporters.
Indeed. Okay, have a great show. I'll be listening.
Yeah. You know the drill, you know. Get folks to call in so they can send their greetings to you
yes.
while on air. And others. So
yes,
you know,
okay,
we're gonna be here
mm-hmm.
throughout the day.
Yes.
Just, you know the drill. You push the hand up and we're ready for you.
Okay, I'll be back a little later on to go a little more extensively.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Be good.
Okay. Have a great day. See you later.
Likewise.
Bye. winter wonderland.
Yes, good morning, good morning. I got to say Merry Christmas and happy birthday to two people. My brother, Chris Morton over there in Nevis, he's celebrating a birthday today. And, well, I guess you can tell where you are, Chris. And my good friend, Sam, Alfonso Sam Thompson over there. He's also celebrating a birthday today. And he's celebrating Christmas. I don't know which one they're going to celebrate first, but they're celebrating either or both. And we are right here to celebrate with them. And, you know, to celebrate with everybody else who is celebrating this season. And it's Christmas. It's Christian implication of Christmas. You notice that, you know, a lot of our Christmas celebrations are going to happen Caribbean style. And that was King Abstinence with his version of angels we have heard on high. You might have sung it in church with a little different tempo and a little different version, but you got the message anyway, and you get to dance right along with it as you celebrate. You know, it's funny, as I'm saying that we are celebrating Christmas Caribbean style, an American artist by the name of Jimmy Buffett, you know, I think he used to hang around Montserrat or someplace like that for a while, but he came off saying that he had something to say about Christmas in the Caribbean. Let's give him a listen. Here's Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett is saying Christmas in the Caribbean is everything but snow. And it's befitting, isn't it? Because right now, say good morning to Mertris. She's enjoying white Christmas, not one of green and sunshine. So we convey our Christmas greetings to Mertris and her white Christmas. We understand also that we need to convey our Christmas greetings and hope that they have a happy white Christmas to all our special friends living up there in New York. Good morning, good morning. This is Christmas Day special coming to you from Caribbean Global Voices. So I say good morning to Sharon, Lady Babs and Nisbet. I can't wish Donna a white Christmas, because Donna, off to Nevis, and over there, she's having a bright green and sunshine Christmas. Don't be getting jealous now. She made that choice. But a white Christmas, I hope for the best of a white Christmas to all the other fans, special fans up there in New York. As I was saying, Matrice, Lady Babs and Nisbet, Ina, and Sharon. The Christmas is kind of white over in, not quite white, but it comes with the blessings that comes with the snow. That Jimmy Buffett just told you, not here. Everything else about Christmas is here in the Caribbean, except the snow. I guess that also reminds you that it comes without the cold. It's nice and cool here than it would be, but here we're celebrating. We've gone out and we are enjoying the sunshine. I was just speaking to a friend of mine in Barbados, and she was saying, oh, I was looking at an event that they're having the park there in Barbados, and it looks so beautiful that I didn't plan to leave my house, but it looks so beautiful with all the sunshine and colorful presentations that I got to leave. I got to go out to the park and enjoy the sunshine and enjoy the fun and whatever else that comes with Christmas in the Caribbean. I'm going to talk to you about something that Donna doesn't have to talk about. I wish I could be home for Christmas. I know a lot of you are wishing that, particularly as you endure the snow and the cool weather or cold weather. But, you know, just for your wish and mine, that we could be home for Christmas. He's Kenrick Georges.
It's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you and the things we always share. Oh, I wish that I was there close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much better, so much better. Baby, as I read out for your picture, thinking beauty's in a frame, so hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same if I can hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and cold can keep me warm, but in your arms I feel better, so much better. I wish I could be home for Christmas.
Yeah. Hello. That should come with two wishes, doesn't it? And it should come with two wishes because, hey, you wish even greater when you have to listen to people enjoying Christmas in the sunshine and you just got to sit there and wish that you could do the same thing. So let me do it for you twice. Ken McGeorge's again. I know you would love that.
I'm with you. Surely, it's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you, and the things we always share. Oh, I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much better, so much better. Baby, as I read our poem, thinking beauty's in a frame, so hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same if I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and coat can keep me warm.
Okay, I got you. Hold on. Hold on me. Okay, here we go.
The spirit of Christmas is in the air. We're in the mood for giving, sharing gifts everywhere. This year I am praying before the season pass, someone would give me a Bible for Christmas. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only wish. I want to read about Jonah in the belly of the whale. I want to read about Jericho, where the armies of God prevail. I want to read about Daniel in the lion's den. About Samson, the strongest of all men. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only is a time for celebration, of course. Somewhere along the way, that true meaning may be lost. It's all in the Bible about the birth of Christ. I want to read about it. About Job and the wicked king.
about the seventh day to feed the children of Israel. And the passing of the Red Sea, where Pharaoh's army fell. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift.
Joy to the world, the Lord is of snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. For there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter
the red nose reindeer had a I'm
mountains in reply, echoing their joyous refrain.
Appears to be really happy. They get together and greet each other with a slogan, "Have a drink, my dear. You know Christmas comes only once a year. So what are we waiting for? Honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more. I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day. So let me drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us." Christmas morning, you wake with a lovely feeling. Music playing, you just want to keep on jumping. As things get warmer, up come your next door neighbor. Neighbor, don't you know, you must charge your whiskey before you go. So what we waiting for? Honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let we drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us. This strong emotion you notice on this occasion, for you're always anxious to give a present for Christmas. We give out freely and wholeheartedly. Universally, Christmas is the greatest festivity. So what we waiting for? Honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let we drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us.
love you, darling, for the things you do. You are just my man, a man I can understand. You are so considerate, to give you never hesitate. Darling, I swear under the sun, I'll never leave you for anyone. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome.
Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum.
From the time we met, darling, I haven't regret. I can boast of you, of how you've been fair and true. And I quite appreciate, you always have me up to date. But there is nothing to change my mind, I know a good man is hard to find. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome.
Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum.
When I want a dress, I go down and choose the best. I just take my fit and tell him the cost of it. But he doesn't want to know whether the price is high or low. Without a murmur, I guarantee I'll get that dress immediately. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome.
Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum.
Now I settled down, I got the best man in town. He has won my heart, I'm sure we will never part. I don't care what people say, how I have been to today. I know that while they bad talking me, I'm spending Christmas in luxury. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome.
Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum.
Yes, they all to mop. All night long they are going to roam. you saw they would never stop. For the killing invades somebody home. They come to your place and ball in. Look you in the face and chomp in. You mention little wrong, they tell you.
We don't think
so. If you want them be your chum, you better. So make up your mind to supply this controversy. For it's back and now down the line, constant jamming till Christmas Day. They come to your place and ball in. Look you in the face and shout in. You mention the drum, they tell you. If you want them, be your chum.
Making his contribution, lending his voice, the mighty Kitchener. Well, folks, it is Christmas here in our neck of the woods, and we are going to be doing it and sucking it to you, Christmas style, Caribbean style, American style. Just know it's Christmas, and we are going to be merry, merry, merry.
Been increased to bear. carry. God in prayer. Oh, what peace we all in front of our face.
Until 3 o'clock in our neck of the woods, let's put it that way.
You may very well have to log back on at 12 o'clock because we are going to be having two shows today. This is the first one, and we're going to be taking your calls and requests, 563-999-3693. You'll call, you'll push that one, you'll become audible. This time I'm going to take some time out to say Merry Christmas to Cecilia Wallace over there in Nevis. At this time, listening into the show, we want to say thank you for tuning in. And she did send a request. We're going to try to do justice to you with this one. We didn't have it pre-recorded, but we're going to try to see what we can do for you at this time in terms of turning it up and turning it on.
Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and far. Christmas everywhere, feel the love of the season wherever you are. On a small country road, line of green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Let it be Christmas everywhere, with the gold and the silver, the green and the red. Christmas everywhere, in the smiles of all children asleep in their beds, in the eyes of young babies, their firstborn snow, elders and memories that never grow old. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the songs that we sing and the gifts that we bring. Christmas everywhere, in what this day means and what we believe. From the sandy white beaches where blue water flows, snow-covered mountains and valleys below. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heaven give you the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring, story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love and laughter the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Christmas everywhere, Christmas everywhere. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that one
was requested by Cecilia Wallace over there in Nevis. First time hearing that one, so I'm telling you, I love it, I love it, I love it. Let's see, who was the artist there? I can't bring that artist here at this time. It went away. That was a good one, Cecilia. I like it. It's a good Christmas song. So, all of the folks over there on Nevis, we want to say Merry Christmas. I take this time to say happy birthday to Chris Morton. He's sharing the birth date with Jesus Christ. And so, Chris, if you're Christ-like, we know that you are in good stead. So whatever it is, you cut your cake, you celebrate, and do enjoy the season. I hope you did not wait for this day to start celebrating. Got to start from December 1st. Take the whole month. Well, it's not belated for me, but I'm going to say a happy birthday to Monique. She celebrated. She doubled her pleasure. Yes, she did yesterday. But I'm sure sometime later in the day, folks, you would have heard Leon, and you will hear him later in the day sending his greetings and getting his greetings from his loved ones as well. So stick and stay, folks. We have really plenty more of Christmas songs here for you, just to keep your mood going. If you're cooking, we hope that we're keeping you company. If you're cold, we hope we're warming your heart as well and your home. So stick and stay with us. We're here to keep you company. This is Caribbean Global Voices.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, I'm proud to see and famously the silent star go by. Yes, in the dark we shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are ending deep tonight. For Christ is and I learn all the fire. While mortals flee, the angels see, there was of one great love. Oh, morning stars together proclaim the holy birth and praise
tonight, then how do
Rudolph don't want to play. What you doing, Rudolph? Don't do that to me.
No blame you go down in history. You go down in history. There's a night wind. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. He's a love joy. cause I ain't clean up yet. I don't want nobody to see my room that paint up, my curtains ain't wash. So I'm going house to house looking for my paintbrush. Yeah man, Merry Christmas everyone. Peace and love. Strike it up, I join in with the chorus. Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration. Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration.
Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy and celebration.
Rambunction.
Rambunction. That's the crazy day for you with Baron and others. They're singing out their hearts for Merry Merry Christmas. Again, folks, Christmas comes but once a year. When it comes, it brings good cheer. We remember that. Well, hopefully everyone is joyful and cheerful. Right about now, this morning. So again, we would have heard Leon this morning, very early. Leon is up and about, and I'm sure he's thinking of somewhat lonely Christmas, but he knows that his wife would have gone, and every occasion is a first until he gets around to the anniversary of the death and burial of his wife, Eunice, of blessed memory. Well, folks, we're here to cheer you on and to cheer you up. That's what we do, and we're doing a marathon, all of 6 hours for you. We're going to be with you in the baking room. We're going to be with you in the kitchen. We're going to be with you even in the bedroom, because sometimes you have a hard night when it comes to Christmas Eve night. Back home we celebrate, we jam, we wine, we do all kinds of things. Street jamming, that was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Maybe now it's a horse of a different color. But it matters not. We are here to fill whatever void and, of course, to bring back some memories. I want to say good morning to Dennis over there in Southern California. He would have joined us. I'm sure sooner or later he'll be sending greetings across the way to his loved ones. And I'm sure loved ones will be calling in to send him greetings as well. We will welcome that anytime and twice on Christmas Day. Folks, well, this evening there's going to be a pre-recorded show on the Cricket Show. We will not be having a live show today, but we'll be still there to fill the void. As you know, 52 weeks, we're going to make sure that you hear what's happening in the wide world of sports, especially when it comes to cricket. But today, in the early portion of the day, we are celebrating with you Christmas celebrations. Cardinal, the host, he is taking a little five there as he started the show. So we're co-hosting together. Because it's going to be a long one. It's not easy to talk and just sing and
you can hear these songs for yourself. So the talking is what makes the difference sometimes. A little bit of humor comes in between. So we'll say Merry Christmas along the way to the folks. And again, let me remind you the reason for the season. Because Christians are the ones that really, really gravitate, embrace this form of Christmas. A lot of folks would put reveling into it, mass, as in St. Kitts and Nevis having Carnival, Montserrat having Carnival, Dominica having Carnival, St. Croix having its festivities as well. So we know around the world, people celebrate this time for a whole lot of reasons. But for the Christians, they believe that God came into the world in the form of man to atone for the sins of humanity. That is the purpose for the celebration of Christmas. That is what we have known it to be. We are keeping Christ in Christmas. We're not going to X Christ out in front of any mass, make it Xmas. No, no, no. That's a no. We're not going to do that here. We are going to be respectful, reverent. But for those who have a difference of opinion, we agree to disagree. No love lost. But for here, I'm going to be sending greetings to each and everyone. For those who are not even being sheltered at this time, the birds and the bees, they find shelter. So I know you as a human being can find shelter. Even if you are in only half right in your mind, you know to seek shelter. And for those who are not in their right minds, I hope that the powers that be will look after them. Bible says, once a man, twice a child. So sometimes you just have to come back down to earth, even in our manhood, in our adulthood, knowing that we need to be cared for. If help is being offered to those who are less fortunate at this time to be sheltered, accept it, my good friend. Do not get frostbitten. Do not let your pride get the better of you. That will not be a good thing. Well, in between, we will still have a little something to break up the Christmas monotony. We know that it's Christ-like, but at the same time, we just can keep it mellow a little bit, and just to make sure that folks know that we are remembering everyone. Sometimes just a little, something just melodious can just soothe the day as you take a break. But well, look who we're morning all the way from Nevis. Hold down there with her as well. It's Sister Donna B. Merry, Merry Christmas to you, my darling. How are you?
I'm fine, I'm fine.
Oh, very good.
To everyone who is online right now.
Yes, quite a few folks are online with us. We have Leon is here too. He would have said, send his best wishes for you as well this morning to all of the folks. I know you included. So, we
yes.
You know we're doing a marathon here. And did you go to church today, Don?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very good. I know, boy. Mother be teaching is not going to leave, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear Leon's voice in the background. Leon, are you with us?
Yes.
Somewhat so. I'm on my way to church.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. Donna is coming from church. He's saying hello and hi to you on this Christmas day.
Merry Christmas to you too, Donna.
To you too. Dan.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Have a blessed day.
Yes. Okay, so Leon, we'll catch you a little later when you finish church with your other greetings, I would imagine.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
Yes, sir. Okay, good, good. Yes. So, Donna, what's the atmosphere like down there on this Christmas? I was just speaking about our days of old when we used to jam on a Christmas Eve and then Sunday, you know, it's like, what a Christmas Eve we would have had, because we would have been in town doing street jamming and all the good stuff, people out doing their caroling, stagwaying and stuff. What was your experience this year for Christmas Eve?
Well, I was in town yesterday, so I'm not sure, but normally they would have that in town. And you know, like if it's a Sunday morning, normally the guys would come around and good morning, and it's a Christmas morning, but I guess because it landed on a Sunday this year.
Okay. Okay, got you. And I know, tell us a little bit more about Mother B, Daddy B. How they're doing this time?
They're doing very well.
Okay.
Very well.
We hope to hear from them a little later. I'm going to check in because Chris is having a birthday. You might as well go ahead and say happy birthday. But this afternoon, we're going to try to get to them before 3 o'clock to wish him happy birthday on the air and Merry Christmas and all the good stuff. When Daddy and Mother becomes available, we will send the greetings on air.
Yeah.
Knowing Mother came from church and probably gone to look after her provisions, right? Gone to look at the land, right?
You want to see what the land is doing.
Yes, you got to see what you can produce. Even
talk to the plants.
She reminds me of Leon. Leon used to do that too, spend time in the garden. They call him, Leon, what's up? Yeah, I'm here in the garden, man. I'm seeing that. My dad used to say the same thing. I'm here talking to the plants. Yeah. Well, the plants have life, so you have to look after everything that has life. You know what I mean? So, you know, yesterday was Monique's birthday, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had her on here. And,
Speaking of Monique, send you a greeting.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm supposed to call her up too, so. She's supposed to call in either one. Maybe while we're here. Let me do this. Stick and stay. Don't go. Let's get a little.
Hello, it's
Yes, that's in cooling it down a little bit there with Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. Donna, did you enjoy that little instrumental there by Byron Lee?
Yes.
There you go. Well, Cardinal is here saying Merry Christmas, so you might as well go ahead and just let him know what a very Merry Christmas you're having because you went to church and back.
Merry Christmas to you, Cardinal. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Donna. And I was trying not to hurt people's feelings by telling them that you're off into the sunshine while they are enjoying white Christmas. You were enjoying a green and sunshine Christmas. I hope I didn't make anybody too jealous so they can get mad at you. But Merry Christmas. Enjoy the sunshine Christmas. And I was looking at you at the banquet the other as well. So you're having all the fun. But I didn't... Yeah. I didn't tell them all about it. So I only tell them a little bit.
Yeah.
So... I also want to say happy birthday again to Monique, who celebrated yesterday. She should still be celebrating. And let me say Merry Christmas to Tash over there in Port St. Lucie, my daughter, and my grandson, and Tony, Tash's husband. So Merry Christmas, hoping that you guys are also enjoying a nice, sunny, warm Christmas. Much as this is not written, but I just had to say that, you know, just in case that, you know, other people can know that, you know, there are two kind of Christmases this year. The very cold one, which Ivor and Murchis and other people north of the border are enjoying. They're white. May not all be white, but it's at least cold. And the nice, warm, sunshine Christmas that Jimmy Puff. Do you remember I talked about Jimmy Buffett earlier this morning, that Jimmy Buffett talks about? He said, everything in the Caribbean, everything Christmas is in the Caribbean except the snow. Man, that's one to look at. So, and Dana is enjoying all of that. How is the atmosphere otherwise, Dana?
Everything here is quiet and all here. Just waiting for what is dinner later.
Oh, for your dinner? Man, I'm not going to let you say anything else, you know, just in case you're talking about dinner in the sunshine and wine, nice warm weather. You know, I just don't want to make Ivor get upset at anybody. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just going to say enjoy it. Have some food for me and you as well. I got to say once again, Merry Christmas to Chris, my brother Chris, over there, who's celebrating today. And I could also go ahead and say happy birthday and Merry Christmas to my little niece Keandra up there in New York. She's enjoying the cool Christmas as well. And okay, there is a moment that we got to look at. Whatever we got to be available for us to enjoy. So, Ivor, don't get enjoy. And I'm going to give you something from King Abstinent to help you do that. Make you think that you're going to have having a warm Christmas. At least you think about it.
Yes, hold on, Ivor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. Well, look who came down the chimney. I'm hoping that they would have brought something with them other than some snot, whatever you want to call it, tooth. Tashara Mills Reed, Merry Christmas to you and family. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Oh, boy. So... are we hearing some jingle bells? Is it gonna?
I'm hearing jingle bells.
You're hearing jingle bells. That must be coming from Donna because we are. I have on clothes, so no jingle bells coming from me. I sure have on pants.
Listen, I think I need to put on another one.
I got up to 16 degrees this morning, and I know it's cold everywhere in America except for California. Yesterday, a certain fellow threw shades on us. Yesterday, I don't know what I was all about, but all I'm hearing, well, we're over here in the 70s and we have sunshine.
Dana is on
over there, Stephen.
We're hitting the 30s here in Florida. The sunshine state ain't have no sunshine. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. The folks in California were bragging on us in these parts here. So even the sunshine state don't have any sun. Imagine that. Donna said, good morning to Cousin Tasha.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, dear. Good morning. Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Yes, it's already afternoon on my end, so I'll say good afternoon as well.
Oh, yes.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
I'm still bundled up on the couch. Trying to stay warm.
At least you're indoors. Where's my boy CJ, who just had a birthday the other day? He's still celebrating, should be. And Tony, are they there? Let's say Merry Christmas to them as well.
CJ is doing his favorite thing, sitting and eating again. He's on a second course.
I needed to hear about the Grinch. What's up? Hello, Mr. Grinch. It was nice meeting you.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Mr. Green, Merry Christmas morning. CJ, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, very well. You got a big thank you there. All right.
Say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Okay, there you go, CJ. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, too, sir.
Daddy, I want mommy.
Yes.
Go on, Daddy.
Go to Daddy Reed, please. Okay.
All right.
Hey,
so
buddy.
Good morning. You already looked outside to make sure those snowman is up and doing the thing outside, right?
I ain't put them up yet.
No, but you're going to be in trouble.
It's all right.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, same to you, my brother. Same to you guys. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You didn't need to put up the snowman. The snowman came on his own.
I got to go sign up, plug them, and turn the timer on. he ain't rushed me yet, so he probably remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you better do it before that he remember. It's not going to be a good sight. Yeah. You got to make sure you some muscles, man.
Yeah.
Well, I was ordered to put back on the tree, so I had to plug back up the trees.
Okay, well, the man of the home put it around. I mean, what do you think?
Yes.
And I hope you didn't put it in the seat, you know. I hope. You know better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, we did our Christmas stuff here at this time.
Okay, yeah. So let me go on and say, happy birthday and Merry Christmas to Monique. Did she stop by?
I just got off the phone with her.
Oh. Okay, well,
she's in the kitchen. She's busy in the kitchen.
Oh. I hope that means that she's cooking.
Yes, she is cooking.
Okay. Yeah, you know. So we're gonna be ready in a little while. It's gonna take a little while.
Why don't you find that out yourself, sir?
I could ask CJ.
CJ knows
CJ very
well. CJ is busy at the moment.
CJ usually knows when this is taking a little while too long. You know, this is.
It takes forever.
CJ is an expert in that when this is taking forever. So I had to check with CJ to know when, you know, we don't have food early since there are 30 people in the kitchen. Okay. Anyway.
Today I think I'm going to get up forever.
Huh?
Today I'm going to get up forever.
Oh, okay. Well, you're prepared for that? So when it
no.
comes, the worst thing to do is to be unprepared. So if you're prepared to get up forever, you know, I'm sure CJ is already preparing his forever. So, you know, as long as you're prepared for it, you're ready for it. You're going to be okay. It won't be unexpected.
Well.
So let me say good morning. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas to Monique in the kitchen. And anyway, here's something for you to enjoy a little Caribbean Christmas. This is coming from King Abstinent. It's going to give you some sunshine. Here you go. Go.
Hearing obstinate talk about the table, my mind run off on my sister Yvonne and the big table that she used to have on Christmas Day. I wonder if she want to call me, tell me about it. I wonder if she got one a Christmas table today. Anyway, my mouth is already watering, you know. So I don't want to tell me. I just wanted to tell me whether or not she has a table ready. Merry Christmas, Yvonne. I'm hoping you're having a great time wherever you are. And I know she's usually all over the place, traveling here and there and having a good time. She takes a little time out to make fun of me, but that's all right. That's my sis. You know, that's all right. It's always all right. But I just had to think about the table, you know, seeing that King Apsinus was just reminding us of what all was on the table. Anyways, let me also say Merry Christmas to Yvette up there in Georgia. And we'll continue our Caribbean-style Christmas, you know, led off by Jimmy Buffett, who said, everything is here except the snow and the cold. But you know what? Let me give you something from the Grandmaster. Here we go.
Christmas greetings is really a wonderful thing, for everybody appears to be really happy. They get together and greet each other with a slogan, have a drink, my dear. You know Christmas comes only once a year. So what are we waiting for? Honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let me drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us. Christmas morning, you wake with a lovely feeling. Music playing, you just want to keep on jumping. As things get warmer, up come your next door neighbor. Neighbor, don't you know, you must charge your whiskey before you go. So what we waiting for, honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let me drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us. The strong emotion you notice on this occasion, for you're always anxious to give a present for Christmas. We give out freely and wholeheartedly. Universally, Christmas is the greatest festivity. So what are we waiting for, honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let me drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us.
darling, for the things you do. You are just my man, a man I can understand. You are so considerate, to give you never hesitate. Darling, I swear under the sun, I'll never leave you for anyone. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome. Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum. From the time we met, darling, I haven't regret. I can boast of you, of how you're sincere and true. And I quite appreciate, you always have me up to date. But there is nothing to change my mind, I know a good man is hard to find. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome. Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum. When I want a dress, I go down and choose the best. I just take my fit and tell him the cost of it. But he doesn't want to know whether the price is high or low. Without a murmur, I guarantee I'll get that dress immediately. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome. Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum. Now I settled down, I got the best man in town. He has won my heart, I'm sure we will never part. I don't care what people say, how I have been to Tulbe. I know that while they bad talking me, I'm spending Christmas in luxury. Last night you said to me what I want for Christmas. Darling, it's nice to see you are so generous. Well, boy, take it from me, your offer is welcome. Bring the wine, the whiskey, and the rum.
What?
Sure they would never stop, but till they invade some.
nobody home. They come to your place and bawling. Look you in the face and shouting. You mention little wrong, they tell you. If you want them be your chum, you better.
Cold. I gave you something from the Grandmaster. Hopefully you're feeling a little bit warmer now. And I would like to hear that. You know something? I wonder if Tony hear how Ivor was throwing shade on me. When he hear, maybe Tony didn't pick up the language. He say Santa Claus came down the chimney and he asked Scotty and this and that. I wonder if Tony realized that Ivor was talking about him. And Tash did not say anything, but, huh? Tash did
what
not
did you
say,
say
a word. I'm wondering if Tony heard when Ivor was talking about Santa Claus came down the chimney and he asked Smutty and all kind of thing. I wonder if Tony realized that Ivor was talking about him. He didn't say anything like that until Tony got on the phone, you know. So I'm wondering if Tony realized that Ivor was talking about him. In that way. And you sit down there and you let Ivor talk about Tony like that. And you didn't say anything. Well, I'm not going to let him get away with that. Okay? So.
You have to understand I'm blessed and highly favored, man.
May the Lord be with you.
Thank you, Tash. Thank you.
How you get to say,
I mean,
how you get to
some
say
people,
that?
Some people just get left behind and don't understand it, you know.
Did you take your medication? Are you okay?
You get there. Okay, let me play something for Tony. We know that we could have a party for Santa. But then before that, I just hope that Tony got the message that Ivor was saying things like Santa Claus smutty and fall down the chimney and things like that.
I know that Santa bought me some good presents, so.
And you sit down there, and you sit down there, you ever talk about Santa, but like that? I'm glad that you
came to his defense. Like, that was fast. Okay. Like, I completely missed that. I know Cousin Ivor wouldn't throw no shade on Tony. So.
Thank you. A good
you
cardinal.
See,
thank you.
That's the deceptive technique. That's why I know it probably played out on you. That's why I had to bring his attention to it. Because a lot of people get caught up in it. Now, I was trying to get everybody together. But Anyway, it seems as if maybe I got Monique in. Good morning. Five, four, five.
I think you left it.
Seven, eight. Huh? What was that?
Did she bail on you?
She bailed out. I don't know. Good morning.
I wonder why. Cause never.
6, 7, 8. Okay.
Oh boy.
She backed out. I was trying to get, I was trying to get everybody together from the old works.
Huh?
I was trying to get, but even is not, even is not coming in, and I think I'm seeing money. Good morning, money. 6, 7, 8, 5, 4, 5.
Wait until when she gets in the panel. Wait until she gets in the wedding. It's not there yet.
Yes, she is.
Hold on, Ivor.
I brought her in. But she's in the kitchen. She's not saying anything. I wonder if we're going to have to wait this long for dinner. Anyway. She disappeared again. See, I was trying to get everybody, get a touch on everybody to say Merry Christmas. But, you know, I'm getting Merry Christmas, I love you. So let me say Merry Christmas also to Mother Mavis, Mother M. That's Yvonne's mother. Junie and Uncle Joe. Hoping that they're having a great time and a great Christmas wherever they may be located. So, anyway, back to this contention that Ivor was talking about, Tony coming down the chimney, smutty and all that kind of stuff.
I didn't hear Ivor say Tony's name.
Okay. That's the trick. You don't understand. Just listen to the more experienced old ahead. You don't understand the trick of
it,
you know. So you missed it. But anyway, there you go. We're gonna show you that we got a party for Santa too. This mind of what Ivor gonna say about Santa. Here's Lord Nelson.
Christmas time is the time for giving. We learn that from things we small, but from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call. We always ignore it or forget it. This we know is true. So this coming Christmas, let's all make an effort, get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur. Get a helicopter, because everybody loves their old Santa Claus. Having fun, Santa brought presents for everyone. But he had to squeeze through a chimney for Nicholas. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door, so Santa could bring his gifts? I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler. He deserves better, sure, we love to dear Santa Claus. Thank you.
drinking beer, whiskey and rum, both Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, there are Santa Claus wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailor for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chips and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share to make sure he comes more than once a year.
Thank you very much, Samuel. Hello?
I'm sorry, my address must be on to you, okay? Okay, I see that? Okay. Starting on get Auntie Heather and Sonia. Hey, wrong.
Hey, what's up? As long as we're there,
Merry Christmas.
salvation. I joined the band cause I'm afraid for people to come by me. Cause I ain't clean up yet, I don't want nobody to see. My rooms are cleaned up, my curtains air wash. So I'm going house to house, looking for my paintbrush. Yeah man, Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy, and celebration. Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace and love, joy, and celebration.
I was on the corner when the parang van passed. I say I go follow them to get some drinks in my glass. The parang was easy, it wasn't no fuss. And when the strike is up, I join in with the chorus. Merry Christmas, everyone.
With us. Good morning, Monique. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas. Come on in.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody hearing the sound of my voice this morning.
You have anybody special to say Merry Christmas to? Just name them out if you so wish.
To all my family and friends, Merry Christmas from me to you. Merry Christmas to you guys who have taken time out of your day today to, you know, be on the air and take everybody's Christmas wishes. So Merry Christmas to you and Ivor and everyone else on the show.
I was just talking to Ivan a little while ago, so she called to wish me Merry Christmas. I told her to call in for the show. She tell me she was not going to. So I promised her I would talk about her. But I ain't going to talk about her like you, like Ivor was talking about you. Ivor was just here saying, Ivor, I asked for you, you know, and Tash said, well, you're in the kitchen. I don't know how Tash know that. And Ivor was asking questions like, well, how long are you going to be in the kitchen? And how soon it's going to be before dinner is ready? And all those kind of questions.
Ivor should be invited me to dinner.
Oh, he should be?
Mm-hmm. It's his first Christmas in Georgia.
Oh, so he should invite you to dinner. I was thinking that it would have been the other way around. Welcome to Georgia. Welcome to dinner. Isn't that supposed to be that way? I'm going to take up for Ivor on this one now.
There's no cooking at my house.
That could be, taking up forever could be a dangerous proposition.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, I was just trying to tell Tash that. And Tash said, no, not my cousin Ivor. The guy he was here saying some things about Tony that I didn't appreciate. So, he keeps coming, and as soon as Tony come in, he say, oh, Santa Claus, come down the chimney, so smutty and Alice and Snoopy and all this kind of thing. So you see, Tash did, either Tash not Tony knew that Iva was talking about, Tony. So I had to get, come on and say how much wonderful presents that Santa Claus brought her just to clear the air with people around here. Anyway, yes. But, you know, Tash didn't quite, I forgive her because she didn't understand the little twist of deception, you know?
I see. So,
yeah. That's what, that, you know, she jumping in and defending her cousin Ivo. He would never talk about Tony like that.
He wouldn't talk about Tony like that.
Yeah. And he said,
Little does she know.
I'm sorry she's not here to hear. She's probably listening, but I'm sorry that she's not on here to hear you. Us the older and wiser ones
would understand
exactly what takes place from time to time. And I'm still wondering where Yvonne is. If she's in the kitchen or out. And Iva was implying, you know, I want to know how Iva knows, but I don't know. Maybe Tash told him about, you know, people being in the kitchen long periods of time and other people waiting for food. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
That. So,
I'm smart today, so I'm going to other people's house to eat.
Going to other people. So what were you doing in the kitchen? You weren't cooking?
Well, they asked me to bring a dish, so I can go empty.
Okay. I thought you were cooking for the whole family.
No. That was my job on Thanksgiving. For Christmas, too.
Christmas is everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me say, again, happy birthday to you. I hope you're still celebrating that, along with celebrating Christmas. And we're trying to do here is to have a great sunshine Caribbean Christmas in light of the freezing cold that so many people are having in so many parts of the North American continent, all the way down to Florida. Yesterday we heard it was in Florida, it was 21 degrees or 20 degrees, man. And up north, it is freezing. The chimney is blocked with ice. Santa Claus can't get in. And if he's been, I would say he's smutty and snooty and all this kind of thing. But anyway, we still have here, celebrate here, a Caribbean sunshine Christmas. So when you're dancing, it's going to be all warmed up. You got to do that. You got to enjoy Caribbean sunshine Christmas. Donna just popped in and she is over there in Nevis enjoying a sunshine Christmas front end. I promised Donna I wouldn't mention that too much because some people don't get mad at her because she chose to have a Caribbean Christmas in the Caribbean and she still get to enjoy a sunshine Christmas with us right here on the Caribbean Global Voices Network. So Donna got it all. And we are trying to get as much out of the sunshine in as we can get to all of the people who are dealing with 6-degree weather in what's supposed to be a warmer place for Christmas. Now, let me offer you something else. King of Sinet is being featured, you think? For all those who are waiting for Santa, King of Sinet has another concern. He wants to know, how will Santa get here?
Christmas is coming, every child is hoping, the old Santa come calling. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? Promise from Mama, promise from Papa, that come Christmas there'll be many gifts from Santa. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? There is no reindeer in my country. He has to follow me, neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? No snow, the house has no chimney, so how will Santa really get to me? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? If his house is so far, far from Antigua, how is going to get across all that water? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? There is no way here in my country. We'll have to borrow me neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there?
Say Liat or Biwi, you're gonna have to take one of them, but neither of them is in the air right now. So Santa is in a lot more trouble in the Caribbean than he was before. It must be asking, making Abstinent ask another, make another inquiry. But we are getting to the end of our first session of the Christmas Day Show. And once again, I'd like to say Merry Christmas and great celebration to all our fans, friends, listeners, and supporters. And step aside to say Merry Christmas to our special friends. I haven't said Merry Christmas yet to Lynette over here in St. I'm hoping that she has joined us, or she probably will join us later. But, you know, Sinkit is an activity place right now. It's full of action. You know, there's Christmas dinner. There's preparation for Carnival. There's looking forward to Juve tomorrow.
and all this kind of stuff. Montserrat, we'd like to say Merry Christmas to the people over in Montserrat who are also celebrating their carnival at this time. And let me say good morning, Merry Christmas to Kathleen down there in South America, having a sunshine. Hoping that you are enjoying this election because we have tunes that you can enjoy, you too can enjoy a Caribbean Christmas. St. Croix is having its carnival and that kicks off tomorrow as well. On the 26th, the village, the festival village will be opening up. And let me just end this by saying, look, a little bit of the Cruisian type festival music. Here's Stanley and his 10 sleepless nights for a Cruisian Christmas celebration. There we go. Going to be closing off the first session of our show in just a little under 1 minute, and I'd like to extend my own greetings to all the fans, friends, and supporters who tuned in and hung out with us this morning as we've done, and you know, tried our best to give you a Caribbean style flavored Christmas. Now, we probably won't need to mix it with the quiet celebration, but it keeps you warm. So stick around. We're coming back. We're closing out now, and we're coming back for another.